Before the middle schoolers pick up their brass and other instruments, music teacher Tasha Morse thanks the audience for showing up and risking the wintry roads.
When I put winter concert on the program, I didn't anticipate it to actually become winter all of a sudden.
Soon after, they start the concert with Up on the Housetop. As they're warming up for the rest of the songs, puddles form under some of the audience members' boots, including my own. The concert is split between three bands, 6th to 8th grade, 9th through 12th, the high school jazz band, and the choir that consists of all grades. The high school band plays three songs, including Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Soon after, the high school jazz band performs. There's only five members in the band, but music teacher Tasha Morse had to fill in for the trumpeter, who is sick. They perform four songs, including Frank Lusser's Baby, It's Cold Outside from 1944. Many musicians took on the song later, including Dean Martin and Louis Armstrong. Freshman Natalie Smith is in the choir, who are the last to perform. She says she loved watching the bands and she looks forward to this concert every year.
I like watching the band groups because I don't play any instruments, so I think it's cool to kind of see how it all comes together and how it turns out, and the community loves it.
She says her favorite song the group sings is Carol of the Bells. She sings alto. Her sister, sixth grader soprano, Sophie Andrews, has more of a critique, but it seems like everything, for the most part, is fine with her.
I think we did really good, except for some of the notes we couldn't hit very well, but other than that, I think we did amazing.
Another vocalist for the choir is sixth grader Radley Powers. He's also the middle school band percussionist. He says he feels good about how the concert turned out.
I feel like tonight we did really well because we've been working pretty hard to accomplish this concert.
He says, as for the choir, some people forgot to sing their part, but that's okay because they kept going. After all, Tasha Morse, the music teacher, says it was challenging getting everyone together during practice since many students travel for sports.
I haven't had a full group together since, like, today. Hardly at all. Like, our band of, like, what, 20 people at one point, I think I had, like, five kids in the class. And I was like, well, we're going to still rehearse and do what we can do.
She says all three bands and the choir started practicing in September, and they all gave it their best tonight. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.